As we do each and every Thursday at this time, am I the jerk?
Am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com? That's where you send in your situations. Before we get to the ones that we have for this week, I want to let you guys in on something that I ran into just this week. So I went to a very popular electronics store to pay a bill.
Okay.
And as I walked in, there were about eight people in line, eight people deep. So I went, whew, man. But you know what? I'm there. I'll stand in line and just wait. They only had one cashier working, eight people deep. So as the time went, more and more cashiers started coming. So they started kind of, you know, alleviating the line a bit. But there was a guy in front of me on his phone. And he looked back at me and said, you know what? I'm waiting on my wife, man. You can go in front of me.
Okay.
Great. Stepped in front of him. But as the line is starting to decrease pretty quickly, when it got back to where I was next, it halted again. So I was standing there. And now the guy comes back.
Oh, no.
In line behind me. And he kind of gives me the look of, huh, so you haven't gone yet.
Bitch.
It's just one. How about you let me in front of you now? Because he was kind enough to give me his spot, but then I was still there.
Did he say that to
you? He just kind of gave me the look, and his wife was there next to him, and they started speaking a little Spanish. To which I felt they were kind of talking about me, but I wasn't quite sure because I don't understand.
You don't speak any Spanglish or anything? Can't pick anything up?
None. Unless you're saying library. Or hello, or I'm out.
Or a food item.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hello. Right. ¿Dónde el baño?
You know, that's the bathroom.
You know basura.
There you go.
That's trash.
There you go.
You know burrito.
That's still
food.
Yeah,
that's food.
So, okay.
So now I thought
tacos?
About, you know what? Go right back in front of me because you were kind enough to give me your spot. But when they started talking Spanish, I felt they were talking about me.
Oh,
I'm
so
good.
Your walls went up.
100% yeah. They were.
So now when they said next person in line, I was really thinking about having him go in front of me because he was kind enough to go in front at first. But then I said, screw that. I'm going because I felt they were talking about me.
They definitely were talking about
so you. So am I the jerk?
I think I would have gone anyway. You gave me your spot.
Yeah.
Because you're waiting on your wife.
Once you leave your spot in line, you've abandoned it.
I agree.
Now, the next spot was directly behind me.
Well, that's their new spot.
He said you could go in front of him, so that's...
I think he was anticipating the line going pretty quickly because they started adding cashiers, but
sucks
it stalled
for him,
out.
Man.
Yeah, that's separate from his decision.
I just wanted to know.
He made the mistake of what he should have done was wait until he got to the front and they go next, and he go, oh, I'm not ready, you go ahead.
Right.
And he screwed up.
And you can do that with every single person with keeping your spot in line. Yeah. I thought about that, but just the conversation that they had... behind me, I felt that I was involved.
You know what you can do, and I do this sometimes, if people are speaking something and I don't understand, and I think it might be about me, even if I'm by myself, I'll get on my phone and just start, so they think I'm also speaking a different language.
Like that the worst Russian ever?
Whatever. I mean, who knows? They don't know.
But what if they are Russian?
you need to have
they're
the
not,
Russian.
You don't know.
You need to have the Russian national anthem as
generally
your ringtone.
Generally speaking, it's some sort of Spanish or which I understand some, but if I feel like in that scenario, I do that often. But my lady will never participate. So I'll speak to her, and she just looks at me, and she won't respond. I might make something up so that they think we're talking.
Can she do your Russian accent too?
What?
Probably not, but she doesn't have to. She could just be whatever. I don't care. Make up gibberish. They don't know what language it is.
All right. So I felt pretty good about my decision, especially because I thought I was being talked about in another language. So I was not kind to let them back in their original spot, and I just went.
That's on
them, paid my bill and got the hell on.
That is 100%.
I felt really good. Okay, good. I'm not the jerk. All right, fellas, here we go. I don't know if he wants us to say his name, but it says, fellas, for the past two, maybe 3 months, there's been a Jeep parked on the side of the road in our neighborhood. It was parked a little far off the curb and right at the corner of two streets. Turning off that street onto our street was less than optimal. One day after having enough, I contacted the city, and the very next day they had a big bright orange sticker on their window. The Jeep is now in the driveway. With this rush of power, I'm now eyeing a motorcycle that has been sitting in the circle covered for the past 6 months. Am I the jerk for reporting these?
No, not at all.
The person parking on the street when apparently there was plenty of room in their driveway to park is the jerk.
Man, this is such a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand people parking in front of my house at all. Like, even if it's like the only place to park, I will walk by the window and just mean mug out the window all day long.
You think that mean mugging is having any effect on what's going
0%. On? 0%.
Okay. Again, see, a lot of this goes back, and I'm... In case you haven't been able to figure this out, I'm a big proponent of common courtesy, especially if it's at the end of the street where two roads intersect, as he's saying. That means when somebody comes up and they have to turn to look, you're blocking their view and making it more difficult to safely cross that street or turn. So the person who parked their Jeep there, you have to be cognizant of that.
I try to get as close to the curb as possible so you can leave room on the street. Hey, you know what? There's sometimes if you can't park in your driveway, you can park in front of your house. That's fine. It's your house. You can park in front of it. But if you have cars on both sides, it just makes it way more difficult for people passing through to have any type of room.
It's rough
doing the one lane when it's such a beating, zigzagging throughout your own neighborhood.
Like, I don't have any problem with anyone parking in front of my house. I don't care. Just, I guess, park correctly. That's all I'm asking. If you're all out in the street, that's one thing.
You gotta be smart about it.
But now he just feels the rush of power. Now he's reporting everything.
Man, I
don't report a lot of things. It has to be pretty egregious for me to call someone and ask about it.
If I got movement on one man, I'd be calling.
You'd be drunk every with
day. Yeah, every day. I got 3 or 4 on a list I could get taken care of here. Let me get you some work.
All right. So he is not the jerk.
He is not the jerk.
Okay. Nope. Hey, boys. I'm an Uber driver. Been for 9 years. Speaking of Uber and the conversations that we've had.
All right.
Am I the jerk when someone wants to give me directions? I will give them a 1-star rating. All others get 5 stars. That's the one thing that drives me crazy. I have the GPS and been driving for 9 years. I know how to drive and how to get you to where you are going. Thanks, boys. So you get in an Uber. You're like, oh, no. Turn here. No, go there. But he's going to give them a 1-star because they're giving him directions. Is he the jerk?
Man, this is an interesting one.
Depends on how you give the directions, right? Like, yeah, if you know a back way and you're just like, hey, man, if you go here, it's like a couple minutes shorter, a little back entrance. That's fine, right?
But does that really truly matter that you're going to get there 1 minute before?
Because you're not paying based on time. You're paying based on the fare.
Well, it's faster the Uber driver gets you there, faster they're on to their next drive.
I feel like it's real ballsy to walk into somebody's car and be like, hey, man, go this way, and this way. You're about to miss your exit. There's a secret back way.
Yeah, that's backseat driving as opposed to just being like, hey, you know, there's a little back road here that'll get you there a little bit faster.
I feel like the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting because you are paying for the service. And like I said yesterday, like to me, you're paying them. Like you're giving them your money. And so if you want them to go a different way,
I see what you're saying, but that's so you could just go in and if the GPS is telling them, hey, go down 75, but you don't like going down 75, you say, hey, man, take 635 instead. And they're just supposed to do that because you said so?
Well, I think if I was driving, I would say, well, you know, my GPS is saying to go this way. And if they're adamant about it, okay. I mean, you're paying. So
I might cancel the ride like 2 streets over. Right, how about you take another one?
Go ahead and get out.
You're going to tell me what to do. I don't think he's the jerk for giving a 1-star rating.
No, 1-star is a little extreme.
I don't think so. If you're trying to tell me exactly where I'm taking you, just chill out. You'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you just think because you press accept that you can do and say whatever you want because you're paying for them to take you there. Whatever you
want. No, I think it's, again, technically you're the customer. So I get, like the guy said yesterday, well, you're walking into my office. Right, because I'm paying you for you to have that office.
No, scan my eggs first if you're at the store and the cashier. No, scan the bread
no,
first.
No, you let them do whatever they're doing, which is fine.
But like, you're paying for that food.
Right, why is that different?
Well, if you wanted them, eggs? Like I would say if you're at the grocery store, you go, hey, do you mind sacking this with this?
Yeah, my wife is pretty adamant about
I don't think there's anything wrong with
leaving
that.
Her bread alone.
You don't have to be an ass about it.
She doesn't want
a jerk about it.
Yeah, come on.
She doesn't want anything squeezed or anything. Bread separate now. And she'll say that. Yeah, that always makes me a little uncomfortable.
She'll like,
but she's pretty adamant about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we so afraid of confrontation with people?
Because
I don't want it.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be. Well, like, you can do it in a kind way.
I feel like you can do it in a kind way, but like how they're going to take it is so out of your control. Like if you do that to a cashier at a register and they just take it as, why is this guy telling me how to do my job? I sack groceries for a living, dude. Like it would just, to me, it would come off as like I'm encroaching on their they're the expert here. I'm just paying for the service.
To me, I've always found that if you go at it with a nice attitude and you were to say something of, especially in this situation with the Uber guy, if you were just in your mind, I want to go this way, and you say, hey man, would you mind if we went this way instead of, hey, you should turn here?
What if that guy though says, yeah, I don't want to go that way, it's my car, we're gonna go the way GPS is telling me this way.
All right, it's your car.
I feel like if somebody's going to walk in there,
right,
and be
because
like,
the reverse
I have
is
a,
true, right?
But if you have a specific way that you're wanting to go, I feel like you're not going to react real well to guy being like, no, my GPS is telling me to go this way.
That's on you for not reacting well. Just like it's on the guy for not reacting well when somebody's like, hey, but again, how are you asking? If somebody's adamant about it being a jerk, then yeah. But if you're, hey, when I go this way every day, you might want to turn here because usually it saves a couple of minutes, you know, just letting you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And then he's like, no, I'm going this way. If you don't like it, guess what? The opposite is true. You can rate him 1 star.
No.
That's but not the doing what you say. Exists. He didn't do what I said. I think 1 star.
We just need to be kinder to each other and talk kinder to each other, and you can work through a lot of this.
Well, I feel like nobody is,
well,
is
the next
looking
time you,
at it like
yeah,
that.
Next time you yell at me, I'm like, Matt, let's be kinder, man. Be kinder to me, okay? All right, that's am I the jerk? Not I am the jerk. Am I the jerk?
Yeah, you are the jerk.
1310@gmail.com. Lando, we'll get to yours next week, I promise, because it's awesome. He sent one in. We spent a lot of time on the Uber driver, but we'll start off with Lando next week.